I recently learned about a new place, just to get a different take on information. It's called themichiganview.com. Tom Watkins turned me on to this site as he writes for them. Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Tell me about the Michigan View. I hadn't noticed it. How long has it been around? They liberal, they conservative. What's your take on them?
Well, they've been around for about a year. It's the editor is Henry Payne, who is the editorial cartoonist for the Detroit News. It's affiliated with the Detroit News and clearly leans to the right. And it's a lot of different views, similar to The Bridge or the Dome magazine. It's bringing commentary and a different take and a different spin. The View tends to be more to the right, the Dome, I would say, and The Bridge more down the middle, and both left and right.
And the piece that you wrote is a story that we covered a little bit earlier this morning, and it's about Donald Trump and how people, it reminded me of Wayne's World, that movie where the characters pay homage to Alice Cooper by kissing his ring finger, and now a lot of political officials seem to be doing the same thing with Donald Trump, and it made me wonder, does he really matter? Does he really have that much political clout? Do people really need to be bending over backwards to have an audience with Donald?
Well, it certainly appears that way. I mean, today, five of the GOP candidates have gone to Trump Tower, and as you said in Wayne's World, kind of kissed the Donald's ring, seeking his endorsement and like. Second, he's going to be hosting a TV debate, one of the GOP debates, with a conservative cable channel TV show. And to me, I just find that pretty bizarre. Here's a guy that's saying that if he doesn't get his way, if he doesn't get his candidate, whoever that is, he or she is, then he's going to run as an independent. So you're going to set somebody up to be a debate moderator, giving him free TV time. And then if he doesn't get his way, he's going to run for president himself. And the other is, I mean, I think perhaps Donald, one of the things that he does, Mr. Trump, does very well is self-promotion. And he also has a new book out. So maybe this is about promoting Donald Trump's new book more than promoting who the next president, most powerful person in the free world is. And so I find it pretty bizarre that the people are, in fact, taking this seriously.
Are me and my cohorts in the media at fault for this?
No, I think, you know, your responsibility is to cover stories that are out there, and so there it is. He's out. To me, I just think, again, as I've said in this piece, you would think that no serious presidential candidate or a serious party would be caught up in this kind of a bit of a roadshow that's transpiring at this point in time.
I heard a Fox commentator this morning say that Snooki, from Jersey Shore, has a lot of coverage by the media, but no one pays attention to her. Why are we paying so much attention to the Donald?
Well, you know, let's take it. I mean, one of the things we can kind of laugh, and you know, whether it's on the bad comb-overs or the TV show and the self-promoting, he is a business person. He is putting money out there. You know, for some reason, people like these type of characters, and they get covered quite well.
I thought it was pretty funny that you write in this piece, surely the GOP cannot be this hard up for ratings, could it? It's not known if the two leading candidates are going to take part. We do know that a couple, namely Ron Paul and John Huntsman, have said that they're not going to be there. But do these candidates need to take every free opportunity to get in front of a TV camera?
Yeah, they do. But I think, again, one that I find quite interesting. I mean, you know, and I'm not the only one. This isn't taking it from the left to the right. You know, there's others in the Republican Party themselves that are questioning the wisdom of this particular act and the GOP nomination play that's playing out right in front of our eyes.
Tom Watkins is a U.S.-China business and educational consultant. He served as Michigan State Superintendent of Schools, and he is was the president and CEO of the Economic Council of Palm Beach, Florida, travels the globe. We'd like to get Tom's insights. Thanks so much, Tom.
Good to be with you, Tony. Thank you.